Residents of Hawaii's Pahoa Village are feeling helpless today as hot lava from the Kilauea volcano on the Big Island begins burning buildings. Residents have evacuated their homes and can do no more than watch as the lava flows on. Janet Babb is with the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. She joins us from the summit of Kilauea. Janet, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And describe what's happening here, because this has been a very slow-moving process that's been going on for months now.
Correct. If we kind of back up, you know, Kilauea has been erupting for over 31 years now, but for much of that time, the lava flows have headed to the south and ultimately reached the ocean, and oftentimes not impacting any infrastructure. There have been previous times, in 1990, lava flows impacted the community of Kalapana. But what's different about this lava flow is that it is headed to the northeast of the vent rather than to the south, and is now nearing the community of Pahoa.
How quickly is it moving?
Well, presently, it's moving around 10 to 15 yards per hour. That varies greatly, though, depending on the topography. Other factors are the supply of lava, you know, being fed to the flow front by the lava tube.
And how hot is the lava?
Hawaiian lava flows are around 2,100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. So they will damage or destroy anything they come in contact with.
Yes. Interestingly, let's say if a lava flow goes around a tree, it'll harden around that tree, so the tree doesn't just instantly burn through. But over time, the heat will penetrate, and typically it'll burn through the base, and then the tree will topple over onto the flow. But by the time it does that, the top of the flow is often hardened so that the tree just falls onto the hardened crust of the flow.
So what is going to stop this lava?
Well, unless the supply of lava is cut off from the vent, it will continue to flow.
Do we have any sense of when that might happen, or is that just something that will all of a sudden the supply of lava will stop?
Well, there's no indication. I mean, there have been changes throughout this eruption with different vent areas. But given the fact that this vent now has been active since June 27th, there's a very well-established lava tube carrying lava to the flow front. We don't see any indication of any dramatic change in the near future.
And in a worst-case scenario, how much property is in the way?
In addition to the lava flow moving through residential areas of Pahoa villages and businesses in the community, if it continues to go, it will eventually cross Highway 130, and that is a very critical road. It's the one road into and out of the Lower Puna district on the island. The county has taken measures and set up alternative routes so that people can still get in and out of their communities, of their subdivisions where they live. But if the flow continues beyond Highway 130, it could ultimately cut both of those alternative routes.
And for people like you who are living and working on the Big Island, is this a surprise or is this something that's just part of life?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, it actually is part of life. We all we're living on active volcanoes, and so it is, you know, eruptions can be expected. But I think even though there have been many flows through the Puna district in the past, 1790, 1840, 1960, but I think we were all, you know, hopeful that it wouldn't happen in our lifetimes, that the flows would come back through this particular area.
That's Janet Babb, a spokesperson for the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, joining us from the observatory at the summit of Kilauea as this lava flow continues on the Big Island of Hawaii. Janet, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.